Personaje de la semana, Natasha Zaragovich. Ok, ¿qué vamos a hacer ahora, Ani?
Un poco de comprensión auditiva.
¿Te parece?
Me parece.
Ha llegado el momento, ¿no?
Sí.
Es un momento idóneo para hacer un poco de comprensión auditiva. Vamos a escuchar la historia de Natasha Zaragovich. Ok, she's Russian, es rusa. Y simplemente se trata de prestar muchísima atención a la narrativa y luego intentar responder, contestar a las preguntas que vienen en el texto a continuación.
Okay.
Si no entiendes a la primera, simplemente es cuestión de reescucharla. Okay?
Vale.
Tan fácil como eso. Bien, Natasha Zaragovich is 28 years old. She lives with her mother and brother in a small apartment near Gorky Park in Moscow. She's a chemist and works in the Russian state laboratory, which analyzes and gives approval to pharmaceutical drugs that Russian laboratories produce or that foreign companies want to sell in Russia. She likes her job because she has a good salary and the laboratory is not far from her house. She goes to work every morning on the subway. The laboratory is only 3 subway stops away from her house, and she usually reads novels in English on the way to work. She wants to improve her English because she has a cousin who lives in Scotland. Her cousin invites Natasha to visit him in Scotland every year, but Natasha doesn't have enough money to go. She wants to go next year, but she's not sure yet. Every day, Natasha starts work in the laboratory at 7:30 in the morning. She prefers to begin early because there are fewer people in the subway at that time. She works continuously in the lab until 12 o'clock, when she goes home to have lunch with her mother. She gets back to the lab at 1:30 and continues until 4:30. Sometimes she stays past 4:30 if her boss needs her help, but usually she goes to the National Library near the laboratory and reads until 6:30 or 7. Her house is small and noisy, especially when her brother and his friends are there, and she prefers the quiet and solitude of the library. She always reads in English because she wants to take the state English examination. If she passes it, she automatically receives an increase in her salary. Annie, where does Natasha Zaragovich live?
She lives in Moscow.
In, how do we say it in English? In Moscow.
Moscow.
Not Moscow.
Okay.
Moscow. Muy bien.